Vavad Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah is going to list for us several differences between a person who does a hezek, who does damage, and their shor, when their shor does damage. The Mishnah tells us, Yesh chayav al maise shoro, upatra al maise atzmo. There are times, certain instances, where for the same activity, if my shor does it, I'll be liable, but if I do it myself, in that very same activity, I'll be patur. And the opposite is also true. Patur al maise shoro, there are times when the action of my shor I would be patur for, v'chayav al maise atzmo, doing the very same maise myself, I would be liable. Now we'll hear the examples. Shoro shebiyesh patur. If my shor embarrasses somebody, he does an action that embarrasses somebody, he rips off somebody's clothing or something like that, my shor is patur. I'm patur, rather, for the action of my shor. V'hu shebiyesh, but if I myself, the owner of the shor, were to do the same thing myself, I would be chayav, I would be liable. Now, the truth of the matter is that even though the Mishnah has specified busha, the truth is it's this distinction that a person is putter for the actions of the busha caused by, the embarrassment caused by his shor. It's really true of the other nizakim. It's also true of the other things that a person is normally liable for when he damages another person. Besides nezek, besides the actual cost of the damages done, there's also tsar. There's pain, ripui, the cost of medical treatment, sheves, is unemployment, and then there's also boshes. So when it says he's pater, the shor is pater for busha, it's not just that. It's also tsar, ripui, and sheves. The only thing that the shor is chayav for is for the nezek. Now, v'hushe b'yesh chayav, now if I do it, I'm chayav on busha, for boshes, but of course I'm also chayav for also nezek, tsar, and sheves as well. Now, why did the Mishnah specify boshes? Because it wants to learn something from that. And that is that it wants to explain that just like a shor, his kavana is to be mazik. He, of course, has no kavana, no intent to cause busha. He's not capable of that. So, myself also, we're talking about where my kavana is to be mazik, not kavana to have cause busha. Despite that, even though I had no kavana to cause busha, I still will be chayav for the boshes. Because anybody who has kavana to cause damage is also included in that is the kavana for boshes, whether he thinks about it or not. Another example of where one's shor is putter, but I myself would be chayav, is shor shesimas ein avdo. If my ox were to blind the eye of my eved, of my slave, or hipal eshino, or knock out his tooth, putter. That is to say that, there's no chi of mamon in the sense that I own the shor and I own the eved, but I'm also, normally, if I were to put out the eye or the tooth of my eved, the eved would go free. But if my shor does it, he does not go free. That's what it means by putter. V'husha simes ein avdo v'hibel eshino chayav. However, if the owner of the shor himself, who also owns the eved, were to put out the eye of the eved or put out the tooth of the eved, he would be chayav. He'd be liable to free the eved because of that injury. Another example, shoro shechaval ba'aviv v'imo chayav. If my shor were to cause a chaval, or would cause a bleeding wound to my father or to my mother, so I would be chayav for the damages caused to them by my shor. However, v'hu shechaval ba'aviv v'imo pater. If I myself were to cause a bleeding damage, a bleeding wound to my father, my mother, I would be pater. And the reason for this is because we know that there is maka aviv v'imo is a chi of misa in the Torah. If a person were to hit their father or mother, chalila, in a way that would cause bleeding, that would be a chi of misa. Whenever a person has a chi of misa, even if it's done b'shogeg, so that one's not chi of misa for the activity, it's just an activity on which there is a chi of misa. Even if they do it b'shogeg, they are pater for any financial liability that may come as a result of that. However, if their shor does it, there is no chi of misa, of course, and therefore, if my shor damaged my father, mother, I'm liable for the damages. In another case that uses the same principle, shoro shehidlik es hagadosh b'shabbos, if my my ox were to cause a fire and light and damage and destroy a pile of grain on Shabbos, so I'd be chayev, I would be liable for the activities of my shor because there's no chiyuv misa involved. However, if I myself, as a Jew, would light and cause a fire and burn down somebody's pile of grain on Shabbos, I would be putter. And the reason for both of these halachas are, as the Mishnah concludes, v'pneishu mischayev benafsho, because he is liable a chiyuv misa for this activity. Again, even if he's shogeg, the very fact that this activity carries with it a chiyuv misa, it patters me from the tashlumen for having to pay the damages.